You will always seek out the energy which you lack most within yourself. Do you remember our discussion about this? Did we not talk about the positive and the negative energies? Did we not speak that each one of you seeks to balance that energy that is the whole you?
Yes, we did some time ago, actually.
Yes.
And I might add to that in a moment, Sagamat, in a simple term, I try to explain that I'm about two car batteries, one fully charged and one half charged. You put them together, connect them, the half charged will drain from the fully charged. And this is what happens to us if we don't govern our own energy output and intake. Is that clear?
That is a good way to explain. Now, it is of concern that all of you become aware of your own energy patterns, because if you do, then you will see that all of life's pattern can be connected to what is happening within your own energy. Can you see the connection?
Yes, I can. Can everybody?
Yes.
Well, anybody would like to ask a question on that? I'm sure Sanamit will take the question.
I don't totally understand. I don't understand how you can see your own, how you can recognize your energy pattern.
By thinking of yourself spiritually and not physically, and recognizing the awareness you have in the company of other people.
It is possible, but I know many here do not have the capability, but you should be able to look at any person, any form of life, and see the energy pattern which comes forth from them. It is a matter of shall we say, study? I cannot think of a better word to use for you to achieve this. All of you have the capabilities, and I am sure many of you know of someone who can see such energies.
Can you actually, in seeing the energy, can you see it through your feelings?
Of course, that is how you would begin to perceive it. Can I perhaps give you an example to begin with? You are with your partner here. When there are strong words between you, which is only part of the human nature, that sometimes this happens, then what is taking place, shall we say, is a power struggle. You are aware of the words, but I do not say them in your earthly sense. You have a power struggle for the energies that create and shine forth from you both. If you were to be aware of each other's energies, you would see that the stronger of the two peoples, the stronger one would suck forth, shall we say, from the weaker one. This you must be careful of. All of you should know how to protect your own vital energy.
How would you protect it?
By fully understanding what you are and what you consist of. You understand? No. It is because you have allowed them to do so.
We can have a discussion on that after.
I think I said to you before, that is why you have people who prey upon your innocent children on this earthly plane. It is not a physical thing. It is spiritually they are seeking pure energy.
Yes, you did tell us about that.
Can you understand? So what you seek from each other, I know you think always of physical problems, but try to see it as energy that is being sought after. You could solve many of your life's problems if you could begin to understand yourself. I know this is a mammoth task for many of you, but it is one that is worth undertaking.
Yes, it is, absolutely, I agree.
I do not say to you it is easy. Anything that is worth attaining must come through work, through attainment, and through love. So, I hope it helps you a little to know that firstly, come to know yourselves well. I have to repeat these words again because it is important.
It's certainly worth talking about between ourselves.
If you have more questions on this subject, I will return to it and try to help you understand.
But on another occasion.
If you so desire.
Yes. I think it would do us all good to have a discussion. And
yes.
Then perhaps you would be kind enough to explain more fully when we are clearer in our own minds.
Yes. I think it would be good for you all to begin to open the door of understanding. And then we can go further and explore it.
Good. Yes, we shall look forward to that.
So, I will leave it with you, and we will return to it in greater detail. But it would be good to clarify in your own thinking what this subject is about.
I'm sure it does all good to talk about it. Thank you for what you have said. Not exactly a question. It's a continuation of what we spoke about at our last meeting. You asked us not to consider past, present, and future in physical terms, but to think of it rather as a constant line, straight line of energy which can never be broken. Well, I have given a lot of thought to that, and you gave a description, you gave an analogy of the four seasons, spring, summer, autumn, winter, though they will be renamed in the following year, they will never be the same.
Yes.
And I had asked about the death of this planet, and that led me to think along those lines that each spring has the same basic name covering a certain period of time.
Yes.
But within that spring, every new vestige of growth, every leaf on every tree, every new blade of grass, is existing within the so-called springtime, but is new and different within itself, though it occupies the same apparent time. Does that also apply to the universe, that one planet will disappear, but there will be a resurrection in another, I can only say, time, when planets again will occur or reappear, but in a different form?
I take your question, dear friend. I have told you that all things are made from the same energy, that there has to be evolution not only upon your own earthly planet, but upon many others.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there will come a time when your earth will become extinct as you know it now.
Yes.
But will survive because you cannot destroy what has already been.
Good.
So I believe what you ask me is, will the energy of each planet return in another form at another time? I would say to you, it will be energy reformed at another time. Whether it will take the shape of another planet will be something to be discussed as time continues, because although I say all is known, there is constant change within the universe as you know it.
Yes.
But the energy always exists. It has to. You cannot destroy what has always been.
No.
It will become energy refined and used as, shall we say, perhaps another planet in a future time, or it may be that it returns to the fall of energy which is always there and from whence it came. It happens also with you peoples, because you die, you are not extinct, you continue, but you continue in a different form.
Yes.
Can you understand?
Yes, there are lives and deaths, like the lives and deaths of vegetation each spring and autumn, is a minuscule reproduction of the planet, of the universe.
It is a reproduction of all living energy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, that does clarify it.
You have to think not only of plant life, but of all life, of universal life, of cosmic life, of much greater life, if I may put it that way, because remember, you are only a tiny, minute daughter within the energy pattern.
Yes.
So, if you can place yourself within that picture of energy, then you can see how relatively unimportant that point of energy becomes.
Yes, I hope you agree. We are quite unimportant, but all necessary to the overall.
Although all of these things seem of tantamount importance to you, whilst you tread this earth, let me tell you that it is only a very small, small portion of all existence.
Yes.
You have to accept that your planet as it exists now is only a hiccup in the cosmos.
Right. It puts us in the right now, the right perspective. Yes.
I don't wish you to think that it makes you of any less importance, because that can never be true. But it is only to try to help you to understand the vastness of all existence.
Yes, we appreciate you telling us, and it does us good to recognize the comparative unimportance in the scheme of things. Of course, it makes us think a lot more in the way we should be thinking, that there is much more to aim for.
I would only wish for you that I could gather you all and take you on a journey with me. But of course, that would only bring you harm. But my desire is that perhaps spiritually you can grow in your thinking of it.
Yes, thank you.
Now I must leave you for this time. I leave you with those thoughts that I have brought to you this evening. I know our discussions will be lively, and we will return to the subject once more. And now I will allow others to come to me.
Thank you very, very much again. I'll be with you, and I'll be with you also.
End of November the 12th meeting.